This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Counting on that. So this makes Wisconsin that much more important, right? I mean, we're going to speak to Ted Cruz in a few minutes, and when I caught up with him earlier this week, he basically said, look, I don't need a contested convention because I'm going to get the 1237 delegates going into that July convention. Is that possible?
Well, it's possible. It would require running the table a little more than I think is likely. I think he has to get something like 80% of the remaining delegates. But he's probably counting on Kasich's delegates coming with him and on Rubio's delegates coming with him. And that makes it a little bit easier. And I think he sincerely believes, that in a head-to-head race between he and Trump, that Trump can't get to a majority anywhere. So it's going to be fascinating to see. Trump so far has turned out to be a very good student of this game. And he's clearly going to have to make some adjustments from what he's done up to now because he's in a different environment with different expectations. I would say that Cruz has a real shot at it, probably a better shot than you might have thought 3 or 4 weeks ago. And watching people like Jeb Bush rally to Cruz is a very interesting phenomenon, both because of the degree to which the Washington establishment did not like Cruz until he was the only alternative, but also I think the question is about to become the next few days. Does Cruz become the insider candidate, and does that actually start to backfire? I mean, I think he's got to walk a pretty tight rope here between gathering up all of these folks and remaining an outsider, because it's clear that the majority of Republican voters want an outsider. They don't want the establishment picking the candidate.
Well, you know, there it is. I think that Newt Gingrich, again, brilliantly stated the situation. You know, Scott, you know, that seems to be the sentiment of America, even on both sides, especially in these last three primaries for the Democrats. I mean, everybody went to Bernie. I mean, three in a row there. But I still don't see how he's going to be able to, you know, make a big difference other than, as they said, he'll get a chance to, you know, speak at the convention. He'll get some place. He definitely has been very effective in moving Hillary to the left. It was noted earlier with Liz Peek, but is he really going to be a viable candidate? And this is just assuming that Hillary survives the FBI investigation.
Yeah, people are apparently tired of same old, same old. But it still shocks me that somebody like Bernie is considered not an insider. I mean, he's been in politics for 40 years, 30
yeah,
years.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
You can't get any more inside than that. He's obviously crazy because, I mean, let's just say he wants to spend all my money. I don't have enough money for myself to spend.
He wants to spend all your money right now and the money for the rest of your working life, not to mention your children's money. And before it's all said and done, he's going to get into your grandkids as well. And most people are getting that. The millennials aren't. They don't quite understand. It just sounds very sexy to be socialist. You know, it's like, wait a minute, you have no idea what sexy is if you think socialism is sexy. But, you know, that's the order of the day, and that's the way, you know, professors talk in school. That it's all about, you know, things that are fair, that what they perceive to be fair. But, you know, like, hey, let's run it out, you know, run the calculus on it and figure out how you're going to pay for it.
Yeah, and I mean, that's his target audience is people that don't have anything. They don't want to pay their bills. They have a bill and they don't want to pay that. You know, it's the worst thing for them.
Right.
You know, school.
We've been training them. I mean, we've trained this generation that, hey, you get a trophy just for showing up and all this stuff. But that's not the way it works, you know, and you won't know it, sadly, until you actually find yourself in the workplace. And, you know, for most of these kids, when they get their first paycheck and they go, hey, what's all this money that got taken out of my paycheck?
Who's FICA?
Well, yeah, right. And go, well, there's your Bernie Sanders stuff. I mean, you know, not that that's even going to show up. It's just that's what's already there, you know. So what can you say? It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. You know, we got so many people saying we're on the wrong track, but look at what does the right track look like? I would agree, and thank goodness that 7 out of 10 are seeing that we're on the wrong track. But let's get on the right track, and let's find a way to do it responsibly with the people that got skin in the game. You know, this is the stuff we're into right now. Is this country is in a very dangerous position when you have, you know, this entitlement orientation running so rampant that thinks it's okay. But it's like, wait a minute, you know, you got to figure out when you're $19 trillion in debt and before this president gets out of office, it's going to look like $20 trillion if we're lucky. You still got to deal with that problem before we start giving stuff away. And, you know, this is in the midst of national security. And it puts us in a situation, Scott, where we become more reactive than proactive because we're reacting right now to managing this $20 trillion in debt. And it's like, okay, how are we going to build a wall? How are we going to do all these other things that we need to do in order to protect the national security of this country when so much is going on just right now just to pay for the interest on this debt? And God forbid the interest goes up. If the interest goes up, just even a little fraction, this is just going to have a horrendous impact on this indebtedness. And then now you've got a generation of people saying, hey, give me, my name is Jimmy. And, you know, I need more entitlements, man, huh?
Well, eventually the bill is due, you know.
Yeah.
So eventually we got to pay it. And I'd rather pay it now when it's $20 trillion as opposed to 30 years from now when it's, you know, $100
trillion. We got to start working on it. I mean, we've been talking about it for a long time. I mean, the Republicans, the Tea Party, everybody, hey, we're going to, you know, do something about it. And they've done nothing. I mean, they just keep passing the bills and giving the president what he wants and, you know, which is more, more, more. Maybe we need a dingus day. What do you think?
A dingus day, yes.
Yeah. What is that? I mean, today is dingus day of all the days. What's going on? What makes a dingus day?
Smigus dingus is...
Smigus dingus, of course.
It's a Polish holiday, Wet Monday. Mm-hmm. And it's celebrated Easter Monday in Poland and the Ukraine. And mm-hmm. I guess what they do is they... traditionally, boys throw water over girls, and then
that's what makes it a wet day, huh?
Yeah, and then they spank them with a branch on Easter Monday, and then on Easter Tuesday tomorrow, it's the girls' turn, the revenge. So,
oh really?
Yep.
Oh, I thought maybe the revenge is that you deal with their attorney on Tuesday.
But it's popular among Polish Americans. So Dingus Day.
Dingus Day. Well, yeah, the Muslims with all the stuff that they've been doing. I mean, they only partake in part of that. With the girls getting back at them, they don't like. Although there's been some women that have gotten back to some of these Muslims, some of these reports, you know, where they've just been abusing. I mean, it's just insulting. You know, the kind of undignified behavior that's taken place. And, you know, I don't, you know, it's so underreported, and it's like, well, you know, it's just Arabs being Arabs or something. But, you know, are you kidding me? I mean, you're going into other countries, and, you know, it's not Dingus Day in those countries. You got to go in the, you know, the countries where Dingus Day is taking place. Then you can, you know, you can beat and get whipped back, I guess, you know. So you just look forward to it. If you're a boy, you look forward to Tuesday, I guess, huh?
Well, I guess I've never wanted to be hit, so.
Well, yeah, I mean, hey, we're just still getting over getting pinched over, you know, St. Patrick's Day, right?
St. Patrick's Day, yep. But yeah, it sounds like it's a lot of fun. I guess some places they even the guys dress up in bear costumes. So it was Dingus Day. I know we laughed about it this morning, and
yeah.
then we started looking into it, but. Yeah,
we looked into it and we go, why? I mean, that's why, you know, we've got so many options for this day, like National Something on a Stick Day.
Something, anything, just put it
anything,
on
a stick. Anything, just put on a stick. It's just, you're fitting. It goes on with the whole holiday. And, of course, today they've got the big Easter egg roll happening. I don't remember it ever being on a Monday. I mean, am I missing something? Did I forget something in history? I always thought the Easter egg roll was on a Sunday, but maybe because the president's travel or something.
Maybe he was a little jet lagged still. He did just get in on Friday, and, you know, it's awfully tiring to apologize constantly.
Yeah. Well, maybe Michelle didn't get back in time to decorate all the Easter eggs or something, or what?
Apparently not. But I always thought it was supposed to be yesterday as well.
Okay.
So,
well,
I don't ever remember it on a Monday.
I don't, you know, but hey, look at, why not? You know, this president's breaking all kinds of decorum and traditions and that sort of thing. So why not let's roll Easter eggs on a Monday as opposed to Sunday? Because I guess maybe that makes it, a religious neutral or something or whatever?
Maybe. It's kind of awkward. Easter is kind of a religious thing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and of course, the other thing, too, is it's been happening. Just so you, and I don't know if you got on this, but in terms of, you know, Easter Sunday, you know, within the Christian circles, you know, Easter was supposed to follow after Passover. Well, Passover this year doesn't happen until April, like April 22nd, somewhere in there. And so that is the official time that, you know, Resurrection Day should be honored and taken place. But you see, here in America, you know, we follow this set calendar that just says, okay, here's what's happening, as opposed to following, you know, a religious calendar which dictates the religious holiday, right? So it's like, you know, we're really messed up and confused. So the Christians here in America are going, what, Passover? What, you know, I mean, read the history, read your Bible. What happened? You know, when Jesus was crucified, he was crucified on, you know, the week of Passover. It was on that Friday. And so that's not going to happen for, you know, almost another month. So, you know, maybe some Christians here in America will celebrate Resurrection Day twice this year. The first time for practice and the second time in order to get in sync with the religious calendar.
Yeah, it's also National Hot Tub Day, which I will be partaking in.
Well, hey, I'm with you on that one. Oh, my gosh. I mean, with all the traveling and everything, I'm in need of a little hot tub of relaxation, without a doubt. So that could be fun. Final Four. Did you get a chance to see any of the Final Four action this weekend?
I did. I'm pulling for Oklahoma. That's who I want to win now.
Well, I'll tell you, what a game. I mean, here it is. I mean, they devastated Oregon. And you're thinking, you know, how is that going to happen? But it was like, you know, men among boys. It was a whole nother level there. The Ducks just could not have an answer for Held's 37 points, right?
Yeah, I was shocked by it.
Well, you know, some great games.
Because as good as Oregon looked against Duke,
yes,
they looked the opposite.
Without a doubt, yeah. I mean, they were very, very flat and cold, and that basket got a little tight there. Villanova, of course, upsets Kansas. I would call that an upset, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah. That's unexpected.
Not to mention, and Syracuse. I mean, Virginia's rolling along. They're looking like they've got it all well under control. And Syracuse says, hey, game's not over yet.
Yeah, and people are saying, you know, Syracuse shouldn't even be in the tournament. And here they are, Final Four, right?
Well, there it goes to show you. That's outstanding. Of course, North Carolina, the other participant in the Final Four. Some good basketball here for March Madness. This is Bill Martinez. It's 14 after the top of the hour.
Do you run a business and would like to learn how you can get anywhere from 5,000 to 1 million in 60 seconds? Then let me explain. We're called Capify. We've been loaning and advancing money to businesses for the past 13 years. If your business does at least $120,000 a year, gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $1 million in cold hard cash deposited in your business bank account in a few days based off your revenue. Call Capify now and get the money you need.
800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107, 800-217-5107.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
They're moving now into a phase where they're granting immunity. They're bringing everybody in, interviewing, including one news report says the secretary herself. This seems to be expanding far beyond a procedural investigation.
Well, it has been beyond a procedural investigation practically from the beginning. This
can I ask why that hasn't been reported? Because, well, because you ask reporters behind the scenes, they'll tell you they know there are 150 or so FBI investigators on the scene. That never makes it into these stories.
Well, because we let ourselves get tied up in the knots with the spin from both sides. It's true that we don't have a target in this investigation. We don't have a legal target in this investigation. Any implication, any suggestion that Hillary Clinton has been or is a target would be incorrect. But that doesn't mean that this isn't a criminal investigation. The FBI is looking into the possibility that crimes were violated. I think, look, what we have here is what is baked in the cake, Joe, is that we know Hillary Clinton has not been honest about this. And it's shown in the polls that most Americans think they can't.
Well, yeah, I mean, you hear them talk it out. I mean, this is, you know, let's go back last weekend. You know, the one gal talking about Hillary Clinton, you know, that she lies about lying. You know, but this investigation, it has to be played out. And of course, they're just saying, investigation, shmeshtigated. You know, it really doesn't amount to anything. They're talking about it being a review. Well, the FBI doesn't do reviews. They investigate. And they've got a lot of staff on this issue. They've already, given a get-out-of-jail card to, Mrs. Clinton's IT guy. And there's a possibility that there could be some more exoneration or more, you know, protection in order to get down to this. So this doesn't look too good. What do you think, Scott?
You know, you're starting to hear reports now that she's actually starting to get nervous. Mm-hmm. And I forget who we had last week, but they talked about how Bill, the entire time, Bill has been very, very much like, this is a problem. We need to figure this out.
Exactly.
And she... As Ed Klein. Kinda,
Yeah, Ed Klein was talking about. Yep.
And she was just like, yeah, whatever. You know, it's no mm-hmm. big deal. Well, now you're starting to get reports that it is a big deal, and she is starting to be a little worried about it. And, you know, the perception is that people don't think they can trust her. Mm-hmm. And that's from Republican to Democrat. All those polls. I mean, obviously she's mm-hmm. still winning. She's winning. The deck is stacked in her favor on that side.
Yeah.
So,
well, all that set aside, I mean, polls are one thing, but the FBI is still something altogether. And, you know, we've had discussions over the weeks about that. And that is that, you know, the FBI is serious as all get out. I mean, they want to maintain, you know, their professionalism and credibility as an agency. Are they going to fall in line and be controlled, you know, by the Justice Department, by this administration? I mean, that's the risk. And Comey seems to be, you know, going after this like a bulldog, to work this out. And, of course, it's got to be difficult. I mean, it's almost like if you remember when the whole issue of Obamacare came into play and it was going to the Supreme Court. And first of all, you had the president kind of throw, what I thought was a little shot over the bow of the boat of the Supreme Court, you know, kind of letting them know that they shouldn't mess with this, that they should just rubber stamp it in so many words. And they took exception to that. But unfortunately, Justice Roberts, you know, went along to get along with this president. And, Obamacare would have been DOA, and it should have been. But they went ahead and overlooked and put themselves into, you know, some sort of applesauce logic that, Justice Scalia would refer to, not specifically about this case, but, you know, similar. I mean, it's like, how do you come up with this, you know, this kind of thinking that this is what they meant when, you know, they already told you what it was, that it was going to be a tax, and then it wasn't kind of a tax, and then the justice says, well, but you really mean for it to be a tax. Well, if it's a tax, then that has to be approved through Congress. It can't be, you know, dictated by the President of the United States. So this thing's so far out of order. And so if the FBI is going to hold its ground and not fall victim to, you know, the influence of this president and the Department of Justice, I mean, at least they can say, look, we delivered the facts to you. If Loretta Lynch and the president wants, you know, to turn their head and give Mrs. Clinton a pass, then, you know, let it be on them. But I don't think the FBI wants to touch this.
Yeah.
Other than do what they're, you know, what they're chartered to do.
Yeah. And I mean, this isn't the first, you know, I can't think of the word that I want to use here, but this isn't like the first event issue that's happened under the current regime's watch.
Right, you know? Exactly. No, you're exactly right.
You had Fast and Furious, you had Benghazi, and this is another time where it feels like one of Obama's people got to do whatever they wanted to do, and he never held them accountable for it. So, I mean, even if she does get charged with something, it's going to be very hard for him to step in and try and save her, because I think that's what people expect.
Right.
But it's also, that could backfire on him as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, I mean, it would cost him a lot of political capital. I'm not sure that he wants to expend that on behalf of the Clintons, especially with, you know, the sentiment coming out. And, of course, last week, former President Bill Clinton, you know, made some statements that everybody, I think most people, reasonably understood them to be targeted towards the Obama administration. Afterwards, of course, you know, the president walked it back a bit, but it was already, you know... The cows were already out of the barn at that point.
Well, any shot that he takes at Obama is mm-hmm. also a shot that's him taking a shot at his own wife. She's
exactly
part of that. You know, she's touting that. You know, do you want things to continue on like they've gone under Obama? I mean, that's her. That's her thing. She's, you know, mm-hmm. until Bernie, you know, says something, and then she agrees with Bernie. You know, well, yeah, we're changing. You know,
right. Well, like Liz Peek brought up this morning, and you know, it was great insight, and that is that as long as Bernie's in the game, Hillary's got to move, you know, in order to defend her position, she's got to, you know, go more and more to the left to kind of just say, hey, me too, you know, don't go, you know, don't abandon me, you know, I'm still your gal, and, you know, I'll give you what Bernie's talking about, you know, plus tax and license. And so, you know, and then she's got herself so tied up. And I think it's in an arena that she's not necessarily comfortable with. At least Bernie's comfortable with it. This is, you know, this has been his doctrine and his way of thinking. For her, even though, you know, she might have looked at that, it's, you know, I think she's finding herself in a zip code that she's not particularly comfortable with.
Bernie's pushed things so far... Push things so far that Democrats can't even tell me what the difference between a Democrat and a socialist is.
I know, and that's amazing, because the Democrats, you know, like Liz again was saying, they're so good about messaging. They all, you know, they're like on the weekly conference call. They get the white paper, say, okay, here's what you got to say, and she's exactly right. Whenever they do press conferences, you know, it's Harry Reid or Nancy Pelosi or Debbie Wasserman Schultz or some other Democrat, and it's the same talking points. And the Republicans, meanwhile, they think they're too smart and they all have to be individuals. And, you know, they're giving mixed messages, and, you know, people, you know, so much is getting lost in translation. And you've already, you know, you're trying to talk to a media that is prejudiced against you anyway. So they're really not going to get a fair shot out the door, you know.
Yeah, it's, well, I'm excited to see. I'm excited to see how this all plays out, because if she's actually getting nervous, that makes me think that she knows, oh no, you know, like having an oh no moment. So.
Well, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, her whole life, both her and Bill have been able to avoid a lot. I mean, you look at the history. I mean, it's not just here in on the national level. It's been at the local level as well. Their charm has carried them a long way, and so we'll see if they run out of charm. It's 28 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
The Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, everyone. With 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans, these high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract. You can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At Bill Martinez Live, we should change Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. That's 855-305-8326.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Ariel Cohen has joined us. She's a campaign reporter at the Washington Examiner. Ariel, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, we got Bernie Sanders. The burn continues when they thought maybe it was burning up. But three in a row, including Hawaii, Alaska, and Washington State, right?
Exactly. And, you know, these results were kind of expected. Sanders didn't win these races. That was going to be a huge problem. Mm-hmm. But he won them all by large margins, which wasn't necessarily what they were thinking would happen going into this. So it was a great night for Bernie Sanders.
Now, Hillary Clinton kind of checked out a little bit, right? I mean, she really didn't participate and do much in either of those states.
Exactly. I mean, you saw Hillary Clinton campaigning in Washington State a bit, but she never once went to Alaska or Hawaii or spent any money there, where Sanders sent his wife to both those states and put a lot of effort into ground organization there in Hawaii. He had Tulsi Gabbard, the former DNC vice chair, abandoned her position as DNC vice chair to back his campaign, which really said something. I mean, if you look in Hawaii, he got about 70% of the vote, which is a huge win for him.
Without a doubt. You know, and very little has been said. I'm sorry, I want to go back on the Tulsi Gabbard deal because very little has been said about her. I mean, here he is, you know, she's former military. She is a sharp gal. I think she's an up-and-coming a person there on the national scene. And for her to make that move and to walk away, I mean, she was being groomed, no doubt. I mean, she was number two behind Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And she said, hey, I got to leave. I got to leave the deal here because I can't drink the Kool-Aid with the rest of you guys. All the super delegates being handled to Hillary Clinton. I like Bernie Sanders. And she, you know, she walked away from, what seemed to be a sure path within the Democratic Party.
Exactly what she did. I mean, it's very rare to see that within the Democratic establishment. As you know, very few superdelegates are for Sanders, and he has very few congressional endorsements. So for Gabbard to do this was just a really big move in his campaign and very symbolic. And all these wins he had on Saturday, he beat her by over 40% in every single state. I mean,
exactly.
These weren't small wins. So his campaign has been saying for some time now, well, the first half of the primary cycle is going to be very favorable to Clinton because she does well in these southern states, you know, where the way they've been spinning it is she does well in the southern states because Democrats are more conservative. But I think we can all look at that and say she does well in those states because she's very popular among African Americans.
Exactly. Yeah, she's got the black vote. I mean, you know, that's been the deal. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. But then as we move to the Pacific Northwest, for example, are these Midwestern states where there's less racial diversity. And it's true what the Sanders campaign says. There are a bit more progressive Democrats than conservative Democrats there. It swings in his favor. Now, will that be enough for him to pick up enough delegates to surpass her in this nominating process? Probably not. But if he keeps getting these, in Alaska he had an 81-18 win. If he keeps getting wins like that but in bigger states, he can pick it up.
What is this going to say? I mean, you know, it's interesting because the Democrats love talking about a contested convention, you know, for the Republican Party. I don't think there's going to be a contested convention for the Democrats. But, you know, Bernie Sanders collects a lot of delegates. I mean, he's got a lot of delegates right now. I mean, you could almost have the effect that Trump talked about in terms of if he didn't get the election and went in, you know, didn't have the 1237, but had a sizable number of delegates, and all of a sudden you found a way to vacate Trump, you know, his followers might be a little ticked. I got to think that Bernie Sanders' followers are going to be upset because, I mean, you're not talking, you know, 10% or 5% of the voter constituency here. I mean, you're talking a lot of Democrats and, you know, young kids that are really on fire for Bernie Sanders. They're, you know, I don't know what they're going to make of their convention when he gets, he doesn't win the nomination.
Very true. But the thing is, the vast majority of Sanders supporters say, well, I love Bernie Sanders, but if he's not the nominee, I will happily support Hillary. There is that small faction, as there would be for any candidate, who says, Bernie or bust, like, I'm not voting if Sanders isn't the nominee.
Right.
But that number is small enough that it wouldn't hurt Clinton too much in a general election.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's your read, Ariel, speaking of Hillary, with all this FBI investigation, what are you hearing from her campaign?
Her campaign is basically acting like this isn't even happening. For a while, they were very nervous with this when the race was running closer with Sanders. I think after New Hampshire is when we saw the Clinton campaign most nervous about their chances, both in terms of the nominating process and in terms of her private email server and the scandals surrounding that. But right now, that issue isn't taking center stage. She's got to be very grateful for the fight in the Republican Party because all that drama, you know, Ted Cruz and Donald Trump yapping about each other's wives,
right,
makes the Democratic race look very civil in comparison. So this email server thing is, yes, it's trouble. Yes, it's a scandal, but a lot of voters will tell me, but it's not petty, you know, it's a business-related thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's a business-related thing. It's not a matter of legality. It's just a business thing, huh?
Exactly. And if she, which is not necessarily the truth, but a lot of Democratic voters, and especially Clinton supporters, don't really see it that way. They see it as something created by the Republican establishment to take Clinton down.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, or however you see it, that's how the media narrative has sort of spun it.
Exactly. Well, speaking of Bernie and his following, you know, the millennials, have lined up for him, and not all that surprising. Are the millennials understanding what democratic socialism is all about? Because Debbie Wasserman Schultz still can't figure it out, Hillary, they just won't even ask her that question anymore. I think, who was it from MSNBC embarrassed her to such a degree that, you know, she probably just said, whatever you do, I'll answer any question, but you're not going to ask me about, you know, the difference between a Democrat and a Democrat socialist.
Exactly. I mean, these millennials who are so supporting the Sanders campaign are very excited about the brand of Democratic socialism that Sanders is selling. Now, that brand of socialism is not exactly what we're seeing in these European countries that Sanders so often compares it to. So people are excited about what they hear in rallies and speeches, but the majority of voters I talk to really aren't necessarily scholars on democratic socialism. I mean, it's such a different concept than what we have in the United States right now.
Yeah, well, how do you pay for that? I mean, that's the big question. I mean, you're already $19, $20 trillion in debt probably before, you know, President Obama exits office. And, you know, how do you pay for these programs that Sanders wants to give away? And, of course, then you got Hillary moving to the left. And so she says, hey, me too. I'll give that away, too. You know, so it's like, really? I mean, now we're really going to upset. I mean, you already got people upset right now because they've been lied to for so long and they're looking for some action. They're looking for their government to, you know, do something positive here. And it's just like more than anything else, you know, you got these politicians on parade, you know, just seeing who can sell themselves out the most, I guess.
Exactly. I mean, you talk about the federal deficit. We would see another $18 trillion in proposals under Bernie Sanders, which is really going to put a dent in the economy, to say the very least. I mean, it's going to increase taxes if Sanders has become president. Now, granted, he would have to get all these things approved by Congress that he's talking about on the campaign trail, and that would take a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be a huge increase in taxes and put America further into debt if you were to get all these proposals passed.
Yeah, and then meanwhile, Obamacare continues to live, all the other things, and we're entering a time when our national security is so critical for us, immigration policy, tax reform. There are things that are just, they're screaming, that are those big 8,000-pound gorillas in the room that seem to be ignored and pushed aside right now in order to give people, that populist desire and that entitlement, I guess, that these young kids are looking for.
Exactly. And we see Bernie Sanders shift very far to the left in this primary and expanding the reach of the government and all his proposals. And as a result, we've seen Hillary Clinton kind of shift that way as well. But once we enter a general election, a lot of my sources are telling me that we'll see Hillary Clinton start to shift back more to the middle, more to where we've seen her stand before. But this
exactly.
has sort of been the chase Bernie Sanders.
Exactly. Ariel Cohen, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Ariel. It is 19 before the top of the hour.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, that's just one of many options. Of course, you can get us on your smartphone through TuneIn Radio. We're in over 270 markets across this country and on shortwave via WWCR. Great to have you along with us, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez coming at you Monday through Friday, 3 hours every day from 9 to noon. With us right now, we're fortunate to be having a conversation with inventor Roger Laird, who's been with us many times before, and you know, I appreciate Roger calling in because, you know, this last year, Roger, you were telling me that how many miles did you travel around America last year?
It's actually been 60,000 miles in 18 months.
Wow, that's incredible, because we're looking forward to doing we want to take the show on the road, and our goal is to have a motorhome outfitted so where we can go around and, you know, meet with the folks, you know, mano y mano, and, you know, let's get a real good idea of what's going on. But for you, you've done it, 60,000 miles. You've talked to a lot of, you know, flyover America and America that's being ignored right now. What is the sentiment that you gathered as a result of meeting face-to-face with all these people across the country?
I'll tell you the first thing I want to point out. If you go to a city like Akron, Ohio, that used to produce all of our tires, our matches, and our fireworks, you will see hundreds and hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions of square feet of empty office, administration, production, and warehouses. They are all empty, every last bit. The only thing left, I hate to say it, only thing really left in Akron is crime. It's not funny, and this is going on all over our country. We are bleeding to death, Bill. It is horrible. And so many, I was listening to your last guest and bringing up the idea of the millennial vote supporting Bernie Sanders. the thing that bugs me with that is not one of these millennials has, well, not many anyhow, have ever changed a diaper, paid for daycare or Obamacare. They have no idea what it means to go out and innovate and be a productive member of society. They just want everything handed to them. And I'm telling you right now, we can't afford that. On top of it, America's always been, you know, one of the countries that people turn to when they're in trouble. There's nobody that we can turn to. We have got to pick ourselves up by the bootstraps and put ourselves back together before we can help anybody else. And I don't care where they come from, what religion they are. I don't care. It's simply we are burying ourselves in debt, and it is horrible. Absolutely horrible.
You know, Roger, was like we had a guest on last week. Is like she said to me, Bill, it's like when you're on the airplane. You know, they always tell you put your oxygen mask on you. Don't put it on your child.
That's right.
First, put
it
on yourself first, and then you're able to take care of somebody else, right?
That's exactly right. And let me give you a really excellent example of this. As you know, our company, we've invented a couple of really cool little wood stoves. That's why I've been traveling 60,000 miles. We're doing trade shows. We're doing events all over the country.
Right.
I got a phone call from a fellow. He's a pediatric neurosurgeon. And when you say those two words to me, I think millionaire right off the bat. This fellow calls me up. He says, we live on the Great Lakes. I've got two little girls. My wife's pregnant with the third one. We cannot afford to heat our home. Pediatric neurosurgeon cannot afford to heat his home. And I said, how big of a house are we talking here? He says, it's a fairly new house. It's well built. It's 2,800 square feet. I said, so what happened? He says, well, between medical malpractice insurance, my student loans, which are out freaking outrageous ripoff, the hospital fees, the anesthesiologist fees. He says, by the time I'm done saving a child's life, I might make $400 to $500 on the deal.
Oh, wow.
And at the end of it, my utility company doubled the rates. We have to choose between the heat and the mortgage. So he put one of our stoves on his credit card, praying to God it was the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. He called me up this spring, and I barely remembered his name by the time he called me back, but after a minute I did, he says, you saved our house. So how the heck did I do that? He said, you annihilated the utility bill. We now have no problem taking care of the mortgage, and we can stay in our home.
Mm.
This guy should be filthy rich, man. Wake up, America. We are being drained. We are being sucked dry. And you can probably already guess which way I'm leaning as far as, a new president in the White House. And it's not somebody that's going to spend like crazy and give stuff away to people that are not willing to work.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Roger, what you mentioned earlier, you know, with these young millennials and the people that just haven't lived life, like you say, changed the diaper. I think, you know, when they go to work and for the first time and start looking at how much is taken out of their paycheck, and this is just right now. This is not under a Bernie Sanders administration who wants to take, 80-85% of what you earn in taxes. They'll really be jumping out of buildings then. But, you know, until they get to that point to realize how much is going to be taken out of their pay, their hard-earned pay every week. And this is just right now, and we still haven't even addressed $19 trillion in debt that we've got to manage here, Roger. What are we going to do then?
Well, I tell you what I think people need to do, and I'll admit I made a big mistake. I voted for our current president's first term because he wasn't the stuffed-shirt typical white politician. I thought, you know, this guy could carry on like Martin Luther King did.
Exactly.
Well, this guy has upset even his own, many of his own staunch supporters have left him because he lied to his teeth. And I don't want to see people vote for a woman just because she's a woman. That is as stupid as the mistake I made voting for him just because he wasn't the typical, politician. Big mistake on my part. So what I think people really need to do is get into every candidate's website. Search out what they are proposing for a platform. And I will tell you right now, I watched a video not long ago on camera. Bernie Sanders declared everybody will pay more taxes. Now, for the parents that are putting diapers on their children and doing a double income just to pay for daycare, that's death. That is
exactly.
You've lost your house.
Roger, you bring up a good point here. Hang on a second. Let's go back just a minute because you're a business guy. And you're hiring people, and they come, and you're interviewing them for the job, and you're looking at their qualifications because you have a certain specific need for your business, and you're, you know, reconciling their resume and what they're telling you with the need that you have for your company. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we're doing with, you know, this presidential campaign, is you have to understand what the need of this country is right now. And I would say, I would say, number one, still the economy, and right off the heels of that is national security. And so even if you just focused on those two and said, give me somebody who understands the economy and national security, I don't care, you know, just, but let's interview people just based on those two points. Let's not even get into the, all the other plethora of stuff that you want to get into that, you know, bifurcates this stuff to no end and then catches us in a bucket of gum. But let's get into something practical that we can say, hey, you know what? This is the person for the job because they answer those two propositions for me right now.
We've got to find some semblance of sanity, and we don't have it. We have not had it for at least 8 years now. This is crazy. And when you, so what's the definition of insanity, right?
Right, exactly.
You're trying the same mistake to look for a different
outcome. Yeah, but it doesn't know. It's, you know, crazy does what crazy, you know, what crazy is. And that's what we've been doing. I mean, you know, it's the Forrest Gump axiom. But, you know, Roger, I'm with you on this, is the, in encouraging America to wake up. This is their government. It's a government of, for, and by we the people. We've got this government because we've allowed this to happen. We've allowed the elites to come in and take over, and they've run us into the ditch. So it's time for America to stand up, take its country back, and, you know, turn these things upside down here. But, it's like waking up one day and you go, wow, you know, I got 50 extra pounds here I'm carrying in my midsection. We're not going to lose it overnight. It's going to be a process. And,
right,
right now we were talking about this earlier with Liz Peek, you know, we live in a microwave generation. You know, we stand in front of the microwave and yell, hurry up. Even the president made mention that our government runs too slow. It runs slow because that was designed by our founding fathers. And psychologically, we have a society where we want to hurry up and rush things through. Well, when you rush things through, you get things like Obamacare. You get things like Benghazi, and on, you get all this craziness that's happening in our government. We had a broken tax system, an immigration system. We let a bunch of people come in from out of the country that our security personnel say we can't possibly vet, but we're in a hurry, you know, and this is what hurry gets you.
You know, I got to say, if I can plug this for a second, I will. As the inventor and the CEO of Unforgettable Fire and the Kimberly and Katie Didwood stoves, I know bloody good and well long-term planning is an absolute necessity. Mm-hmm. And for an innovator, for a creator of things in this country to get anywhere, the bloody government regulation, each of my stove models cost me $42,000 just in testing. Testing alone. Mm-hmm. And the testing doesn't reflect what our products do in somebody's home. It reflects what it does in burning a special fuel in a perfectly controlled laboratory environment. This is killing innovation, and it's keeping guys like me from innovating for what the product is being used for. So not only is it expensive and slow, but it's not even giving me the opportunity to create the best products.
Right.
It's giving me the opportunity. I mean, we're some of the best in the industry. I will say that without doubt, but they would be so much better if I wasn't stuck with this ridiculous bunch of legislation that really makes no sense. We've got to clean it up from the ground up, from the top down. We have a real mess on our hands, and God, I hope America does the right thing this election cycle.
Well, America's got to stand up, and remember, it is a government of, for, and by we the people. Roger Layett has been with us. Roger, thank you for chiming in. Appreciate the phone call. It's just about 3 minutes before the top of the hour. That's a wrap for us. We'll see you mañana right here on Bill Martinez Live. Have yourself a blessed day, America.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes,
enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.